Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Shope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be that.
I don't think you're just going to know this answer. No offense. I know you know a lot. But I'm hoping that if by mentioning it early, it gives you enough time to find out. You have no idea what this is going to be.
Of course I don't. No.
How many NHL favorites last night won by two or more goals?
Oh. Well, I know that.
Full complement of games.
I don't know the answer to that because I don't keep track of who was favored and who wasn't. But I did look to see how many games ended in one goal, and half of the games were one goal.
All right, that's a start. So no more than eight.
Right.
Favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more like four or five. Won by two or more goals.
Yeah.
Last night.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just trying to help.
It
was plus 190 for the Sabres to win by two?
Yes.
I mean, Ohtani was minus 190 to get one hit. And guess what?
Yep.
Guess what happened?
I did talk to Sam about this at some point in the summer when you weren't here. Because I think I brought it up to you one day and then you weren't here for his hit on a Friday. And I asked him, like, is there a way to track in baseball? Because it was summer, so it was baseball.
Same thing.
Is there a way to track, you know, how often the minus one and a half team actually covers? And he said, and I asked him, I think, ahead of time, you know, like a day early, like just something I might want to bring up on Friday.
Sure there is.
And
count them.
He did not, well, yeah, he didn't have, there was not a database that he could refer to. But what he said was he went to some of his bookmaker friends and asked them about it and said, they are extremely reluctant to ever lay the one and a half for a home team. It's one fewer at bat.
In baseball.
They're very reluctant.
Hockey wouldn't really matter.
Hockey doesn't matter. But I know just anecdotally without having studied it, because when I put in a hockey bet two or three times a week outside of the Tage Thompson business model, I often land on, because the odds are enticing, so I take a team minus one and a half and they win by one. Like, it happens a lot. I miss a lot of those bets, and the team that I bet on won, but they just didn't cover.
Did I misread the sign on Sheridan coming here today? Or is that a is there a Tage Thompson TTBM Inc. office space?
I don't know.
Not, next to Dr. Riad, isn't there like a that was not you? That's not you?
It's not
going that well.
It's not
where you're renting property to try to, you know, like you go in to buy a house or you go into Bulldog's new TTBM Inc. spot on Sheridan. And then he convinces you to bet hat trick bets on Tage Thompson.
There's no LLC or anything yet. No, it has not gone. Although somebody last night I heard from at least one person via Twitter, X. Should I just start calling it X?
No, never.
Okay.
No one does.
Hey, I'm on board. You know, I'm like, okay, sorry.
Every time I looked at the hockey game, the Sabres were getting run over. Did I not catch the right sections
Did you only watch the beginning? Because
I watched the first period and a part in the middle, I think, maybe. I'm so bored.
They really... I thought they really rebounded from a. They had another one of these terrible starts, 11-1 or something, shots on goal to start the game.
What is that?
Against, I don't know.
Are they good? No.
No. No, they might be better than they've been.
What are they through 10 games? 4-6?
Yeah, 4-4-2. Yeah.
Like, is that good? Aren't they usually through 10 games like that or better?
They've been better than that. I mean,
they've been better than that, but they're rarely worse than that.
That's probably
nobody knows who they are yet.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that.
Okay. Well, anyway,
but what they have managed to do numerous times this season is, despite bad starts, sort of get off the mat, and you know they had two leads last night and couldn't hold them. 2-1 late in the second, 3-2 pretty late in the third, and
what went wrong?
Just couldn't get it home. The goalie let him down on the goal at the end of the second period was a bad, pretty bad goal.
Did you see my tweet with your son?
Yes, I did. The five hole. And there was another example. And like Owen will tell you, I think he tweeted this because he's at these games. He's going to every home game.
It's good.
And he's got a thread going. And, you know, I guess I'll just settle for I think he knows a little something about goaltending.
It's good.
He was tweeting, I think, with maybe Chad DeDominicis from Expected Buffalo. Because Chad was sort of like, I don't know, that second goal didn't look great. And Owen said, doesn't matter if he was screened, it should never go through you. Like a shot like that from the point, you should have that sealed up on the ice. Like, mm-hmm. If you don't see it, you should be sound enough that it's not going to go through you. And that puck, I think, went five hole on him. And you were talking with Owen because your daughter said something about Lions five hole, right?
I told you this already. She was on her way out the door because now she has practice at like 9 o'clock in Canada. So, you know, this is how we're living. And I don't even really mean we, because my wife who's doing all this driving. So she's got practice. They went to the Leaf game. She and, you know, my wife and daughter went to the Leaf game. And she just in passing, my daughter, she plays hockey. She in passing said something like, you got to beat him five hole. Like, she's a center. And like, okay, that's funny. You know, ha ha ha. My daughter has a take on the Sabres goalie, you know, great. And then last night I brought it up and I mentioned it to my daughter. Like, you know, is that really, like, is that a thing? It's like, oh yeah. So Owen had just tweeted about Lyon. This is before the first goal or after, but the first goal, the guy just waits him out and comes around to the far post. So I just tweeted Owen to kind of be cheeky, like, oh, my daughter thinks five hole is the way to go. He's like, I just wrote an article about that. She's right. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is he, like, the future? What is the future? So, Luukkonen is here under contract. Lyon has done well. Colton Ellis. Paul's over there today. He doesn't seem to know what they're going to do tomorrow night, or he thought it was Luukkonen, then maybe it wasn't.
Right.
He's not going to be lying.
He thought Luukkonen had his own net, and then it turned out Ellis and he were sharing a net, I think is what I saw from Paul. But
What does any of this say, not to flatter them, what does any of this say about their plan? What is the plan? Is there a plan? Actually, the point is there isn't one, and that's not a bad thing. Like, what do they want to have happen? I think that answer is Luukkonen, because he's signed, like he's in.
Yep.
So what they would best case scenario for the Sabres is probably that he gets hot, But they don't want to give him the runway. And they can't because they have not made the playoffs in 15 years. Like, they can't just give a guy, no matter who he is. If Thompson went cold, he would sit. And that's also Lindy, right? Because Lindy on Kulik sounds like he sounded about Vanek. He's picking opportunities to rip him. Why? So I don't know. That's a separate point. But what is their vision here? Is somebody going to, like, they just are just sitting there, you know, with their hands over their eyes, hoping that somebody throws down a couple of shutouts and then it's his net? Like, what do they think?
I think that might be right.
Is that the best you can do? What should they do? You tell me. What should they be? What should they do? Should they not give Luukkonen like the four of the next five games? Shouldn't they? Isn't this JJ McCarthy? Like, just give the guy that you give the best case scenario a chance.
It's so complicated. I think ideally they would like to get him. That should be the goal, is to get him up and running. But the playoff drought and the standings are, and Lyon playing as effectively as he has, despite this criticism of the tying goal late in the second last night.
He's been good.
And maybe even with the, considering the workload, better than a lot of us, I don't want to say than they imagined, but maybe even better than they imagined. I think he was supposed to be sort of a fail-safe if Luukkonen derailed. And they didn't even get into the season, and Luukkonen was injured. It's not the same as derailing. But now I don't think they want to give him, like, let's get him up and running. He's got to play well next time he plays to get that treatment.
Luukkonen. Well, okay, so, let's go then. So Boston's terrible.
If he gets the Boston game and plays well, then I think you get to a place where you could credibly say, all right, I'm going to put him back in and
Saturday.
We'll get this up and running. Yeah.
So Luukkonen plays, I think we're on the same page here. He plays tomorrow. He probably, I don't know, will he? He plays tomorrow and then Saturday.
If tomorrow goes well.
Right.
I wouldn't even say not a disaster. He's got to be good.
I got to win, though.
Sure.
If they lose 3-2, if it's last night, he doesn't come back Saturday. Like, they have to have, they got to get somewhere.
Yeah.
This is how it's different when the past comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And the Sabres are such a slave to their past, their failures, that they can't really make optimal decisions in the present. Yes or no? I mean, Luukkonen was not good in Toronto. You could say he cost them the game in Toronto. Well, what do you do about it? Wave him? It's 82 games.
Yeah, no, you got,
you're in fifth or something.
No, he's got to be here. If he's backing Lyon up, that's fine. The guy in the sidecar has to be the kid.
It's not fair, but it's
not
how
fair
it
at
goes.
All. But you got to hang on to him, Ellis, because you want to make sure that Luukkonen isn't going to suffer another mysterious lower body ailment or something. So you don't want, because to me, I'm not ready to trust Georgiev. I would have Levi up here before I would have Georgiev back up here.
Yeah.
It's not that they are bereft. They've got another guy that has played NHL. They got two other guys that have played NHL games, one of whom I don't want to ever see wear their uniform again, in Georgiev.
Wow.
And Levi,
what did he do?
Is just
you?
He's just
to
not
you.
He's just not been good year over year.
Okay.
I just don't have any faith that that's going to be any different. So you want to hang on to Ellis to protect yourself against another Luukkonen injury. Okay, too bad for the kid.
But
he's going to sit here. He's just going to sit here, I think, because I would play Luukkonen. If he plays well, I would try to ride that. If not, I'm playing Lyon. I don't have time necessarily to experiment with Ellis.
I walked in here today so ready on the Chiefs, but, you know, here we are. Explain to me, and, you know, maybe you can't. That's fine. I'm not going to criticize you if you can't. Explain to me the path. No offense to the guy. Nothing, no judgment on him. He's one for one. Explain to me the path where Colton Ellis really matters. They all get hurt, And he goes in. He's like Norrin. Sorry, has the show ever sounded older? He goes like in Norrin mode. And Norrin in this scenario doesn't get hurt. And the guy just sort of takes over the net. And we all laugh about it for the next decade.
Lukanen has to either get hurt or fall apart. But, and then Ellis is your tandem, and if he plays and plays well again, then maybe you think you've got like a Hamburglar situation on your hand. Like he played well once, he played well twice. Let's see what happens. Three, okay, and then maybe you start playing him regularly.
If Lukanen falls apart, your season is over. He's played enough where you have decided that he's not the same. So you've got the contract, and we're where we end up pretty much every year for the last decade. And the coach is done and just like, all right, we're going to play kids. And 8,000 people go to their games.
I don't know that the season is over if Lukanen falls apart. I think Lyon has been credible enough here that you could get by.
Then you're not giving him any sort of room to establish Lukanen.
Mm-hmm.
You're not giving him, I mean, don't we love life with three goalies? Isn't this the best? Patrick Mahomes will be here on Saturday. You know, I assume they come a day early.
Yeah.
Isn't three goalie life the best? So in this scenario, you are giving up on Lukanen before it's too late,
mm-hmm.
right? You're giving him how many dozen games? You're giving him some number of games where, like, you want to see what he is. It's over. It's Jover on Lukanen.
Mid-November, he's got to be up and running and take control of the thing.
Mid-November.
Yeah.
It's November 1st is Saturday.
I know. He's got to play against Boston.
So he's got to play against Boston. And if it's not, I think you have to win. But if it's not a disaster, whatever we said earlier, then he plays on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you keep going? Yes, because you have not been to the playoffs since Tyler Ennis scored your last playoff game-winning goal. Like, that's what you have to do. If the owner is alive, like he's sort of like, this is how he, mm-hmm. if you or I were the, this is how we'd be thinking. The urgency is like way up here. So I can't mess around. But I've got three goalies. So like necessarily I am messing around. This is what I'm doing. Ellis has got to go. He's not going to factor into this in a way that helps them do the thing they never do, which is actually be good. Unless you just decide, this is what a coach sometimes does in sports, but it's not going to happen this time. He's like, this is my best guy. I believe in him, and I'm going with him. Ellis, I don't care about contracts. Mm-hmm. I don't care about experience. This is the guy I want. Actually, Lino Lindy was, draft capital was all different, and there wasn't so long of a playoff drought. There's never been one in hockey like this. But then you had Baron, Norrin, and Miller,
mm-hmm.
and he got to, like, Miller's the guy. This is the guy I believe in. And then he broke his thumb, right, in 05, like
yep.
November of 05.
Early 05, yeah.
Marty and Norrin make it work. Miller comes back, and it's over. Like, that's
he just takes team. The net, and that's the end of it.
If yeah. you think, what is Ellis, 25?
Yeah.
He's been a professional goalie for 7 years. Like, if you think it's him, do it. If you don't, he's out. He's not going to do it.
He's not going to do that. And he also, I don't think he's going to go anywhere until they make a decision on whether Lukanen deserves to play two out of every three games.
But they made their decision on Lukanen when they signed him.
That doesn't matter.
It does. It shouldn't in our sort of fantasy world, but it does to them. Or no, you're saying it doesn't? It does. It probably does.
I think it matters in that they should be motivated to get him up and running and give him some runway, but it's got to be very small. I'm talking about an overloaded drug plane trying to get off the ground in Costa Rica runway.
Dumping gas in the sea.
You just do not have... I just compared the Sabres young goalie to an overloaded drug plane in Costa Rica.
Don't take it personally
out there. Put it on my tombstone. I don't think you can afford to spend too much time trying to get that running because of the contract. I think if he plays well, he plays, duh, he's got the contract. He is the most pedigreed, talented guy you've got, only by a little. I mean, Ellis was, I think, a third-round pick or maybe even a second-round pick himself, which is what Lukanen was. But you cannot be devoted to making it work because of the contract. And Lyon playing as well as he has complicates that. Having the third guy complicates that. I just can't, and the standings and the playoff drought, and I mean, just all of it matters in a way that they cannot sit there today and say, well, you know, if we put the time in with Lukanen and he's good by, you know, mid season and can do what he did two seasons ago in the back half of the year, wow. We got to make that work. No, they don't have, they do not have that luxury anymore. They don't have that time.
When the season was over and then he got hot and they finished short.
So this can make you make bad decisions because you've got too many things that shouldn't be involved factoring into the decision. The contract, the backup, the third guy, the drought, you know, all the standing of the people involved, like the GM and the coach, like are they just never ever going to face repercussions if it fails again?
Yes.
So like they've got to.
They will not
get. They've got to. They don't have time for Lukanen to like have training wheels anymore. He's got to play. You already said it. I would expect him to play tomorrow. Myself, Lukanen, and I would even back that because I think it makes sense to get him going.
Who gives them their best chance to win?
I think Lyon does.
What a team. What a team.
But I think I gotta try Lukanen. And yep. Like you said, if it works, he's going back in on Saturday. I don't know what their next game is after that. I've not looked into next week. Then
it's the Olympic break.
Lyon maybe plays the next one, and then it's right back to Lukanen. You know, I haven't mapped out where the back-to-backs are or whatever. I am not worried about finding a soft spot for Ellis to land at all at this point. If he plays, I think it's because someone is sick or hurt or Lukanen is terrible.
Why is he on the team?
Because they don't believe in Lukanen yet.
Their next game is Tuesday against Utah after Saturday, by the way. That's where it's been that long. Now there's a team called Utah.
Yeah. Is that here or in Utah?
It's here.
Okay. Just wanted to know if they were going on a road trip. So that's what I would go Lukanen, and if it passes the, you know, the smell test, then Lukanen again, and then Lyon. And then right back to Lukanen after that and see where we are.
You know what's the funniest thing ever?
And Ellis is the odd man out, and that's too bad.
In a dark way, what's the funniest thing ever? That for a minute, which is really like maybe 2 years, we thought Levi was relevant. Like, he's going to save us. Mm-hmm. We're watching Sam Reinhart win the cup. But, guys, it's okay.
We got a guy.
We got a guy who's 19. Like, it's just so bad. I mean, hope isn't a bad thing. But delusion is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not saying Lukanen or Levi or Ellis or anybody else can actually be good. This is goalies. How long does it take us to learn this? This is goalies. How is Alex Lyon good? He didn't show it in his career, like by numbers, but it happens. And he's not even on a good team, but he played well. He had quality starts. Like, all right, Alex Lyon. It's just, this is goalies. You can't just throw your hands up. I'm not trying to tell you anything you don't know already, right? I defer to you on most of this stuff. But just like, how can you ever take any of it seriously? Ellis, we're done. There's no path without injuries where he's actually like relevant. And he did play one game and we loved it and he was good and they won. And it was, you know, that's a cool thing. But Lukanen has rank and he also does not have much time. Now I got Paul on pregame show. He's like, I don't think he wants to be on the team anymore. Like, just what is the point? What are we trying to figure out here? What are we hoping happens? Get rid of one of them and just make your bet. Don't just sit there like the Sabres always do every year, right? How many years in a row? Every year the Sabres take us to winter and they sit there. Oh, well, I guess, you know, maybe Jacob Bryson is good. Maybe Clifton is good. Maybe Levi is good. Like, it's every year they start and then they do nothing and it's over. And every year we know that a third of the way into the season, most of the playoffs is set. And they're just like, you know, just sitting there and nothing ever changes. Yeah. I mean, goaltending is included in that.
Yeah.
And how are they going to navigate the next month, which probably will go a long way toward determining how this is going to end. And if it doesn't end well, everybody's out, or no, and we're just going to sort of, you know, take another drink of whiskey and sort of make fun of it.
Well, I'm not as eager as you. I don't like having the three goalies, but I'm not worried about finding time for them all to play. Like, that's the biggest problem with having the three. And if I'm not forcing the third guy in and he's just here as like a break glass in case of emergency, then I'm all right. I mean, I don't know what, you know, who am I keeping off of the roster right now? They might want to activate Jordan Greenway. So I don't know. Maybe they got to make a move at some point and the three goalies will be a problem. But I'm sitting on Ellis until one of two things happens. I get Luukkonen up and running and he starts playing two out of every three and Lyon is his backup. Or maybe it's more of an even split. I don't care. Either way, those are my two goalies.
Right.
Or Luukkonen proves to not be up to doing that, in which case Lyon plays and I have Ellis back him up until that goes off the rails. And then if it does, I don't know what I do.
What's the... We have to break. I had no idea I had this in me. What is the earliest you're going to have an answer to either question?
I already said mid-November, Thanksgiving, maybe.
A month?
Yeah. I think Thanksgiving is maybe a good finish line.
Okay. Let's track it.
I will. I'll be here. I don't have any. I have time off around the holidays, so I'm here every day until Thanksgiving.
Let's track it. Let's hope the season isn't over in, you know, a month. Right? That's kind of the goal.
Yeah.
All right. Mike Giardi, Chiefs Week, Boston Sports Report. We'll talk about the AFC, the AFC East with Mike. Always a great conversation. That's at 4. Sal at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, 803-0550. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Play on the far wall. Olivier turns it to the net. That's blocked. Loose puck picked up. Provorov with a shot and around traffic. Lyon snares that one.
Mike Schoeb and the Bulldog, Mike Giardi, Sal Capaccio to come. Well, organically, I want to say, we just blasted away on Sabre stuff for 25 minutes. Really asking, do you want to continue?
It felt good.
It felt good.
I think the car ran pretty
Is
well.
Is it over?
Let's see what happens if we keep going.
I think I'm up for two calls.
All right. That should fit in this segment nicely.
Oh, that'll fit. Yeah, that should fit.
Yeah.
We'll see if it's good. We'll go for three.
All right.
Right?
I'm.
There has not been a triple in the World Series yet. Remember that one from last week?
Even with them playing actually an extra entire game?
I don't think there's been a triple yet.
They played two games the other night.
I know. There have been five games already.
Right. Even though
they could end up going 8 or 9 or 10 or 11.
2-2. Somehow they've played five games.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen a triple.
Also, not to change the subject, they pitched it to Ohtani, it looked like.
Wouldn't you know it? Always pitch to everybody, I say. I mean, second and third, one out, game on the line, sure. Get the double play option there. But
start the game? I'm not walking you.
Now, did you watch the first at-bat of the game?
I did not.
I think I've seen every pitch of this World Series. And I did watch all 18
innings.
That
is tremendous. No, I was watching hockey and like dipping in. So I did not see the Guerrero home run live. I did not see the Dodgers
so big
get off to the 1-0 lead. I was watching the Sabres.
The 3-1 pitch to Ohtani. Now you've got that box. And like we're all so wise. We know whether every pitch actually was a ball or a strike. Like we're all just so, you know, equipped, well equipped. The 3-1 pitch to Ohtani is like a foot low strike. And the 3-2 pitch is right in there, ball. Like, maybe it was 2-1, 2-2, but whatever. Like, the guy missed. The guy needed, you know, he needed to warm up, the umpire last night.
Right.
He needed to sort of get loose because there were two pitches in the first at bat that are as bad as you ever see by that box. Like, if you,
right,
you know, subscribe to that, which I do mostly. I feel like it should be right. Baseball's using it. They're going to have robo-umps next year off that box.
Right.
Like, they're going to be using it next year, so it better be right.
It better be right.
Let's go to Adam here. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Just wanted to chime in on the Sabres goaltending situation. Love to hear Bulldog and his son's take about the position. I used to play goalie in high school myself, and I know that goalies are creatures of habit. So, Mike, as you noted, it's kind of been interesting to see some internal inconsistencies in the Sabres handling of the position. You mentioned trading Reinhardt for Levi. Then they go and sign UPL to a big contract with Levi waiting in the wings. Seems like UPL's the guy. Now, after last season, seems like there's some more question marks around UPL.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go and get Lyon. We go and bring in Ellis. But at this point, we have about 5 NHL goalies in the system, and Scott Ratzlaff has a .964 save percentage in Jacksonville right now.
Look at you. Look at you. Just slipping that in, Adam. Like, hey, I follow this stuff casually.
He's in the ECHL, right? Where exactly is he? Where did you say he is?
South Carolina.
Yeah, he's at Jacksonville in the ECHL.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, I'm just kind of wondering, you know, if maybe the organization might have lost some confidence in UPL, and if so, it's kind of hard to see him getting his confidence back in a Sabres uniform. Wondering if there might be a trade on the horizon, and if so, what you guys think of?
I don't think any of the goalies they have are tradable. Lyon to me might be the most, but that's not. It's not. I'm just going to stick with it. I don't think any of them are tradable. Luukkonen right now with the contract and his performance over the last however many months you want to go back since the season before last ended, really, is where we're talking about because last year was uneven the whole time. Levi's yet to demonstrate he can play in the NHL. Maybe he has some value because of that. He was a very hot prospect at one time, and just because he's in a logjam in the minors doesn't mean he would have no value. But no one's trading for Luukkonen with that contract right now. The Sabres have to get it up and running, and if it doesn't work, they're stuck. And to me, Ellis is a waiver candidate. And I don't, I'd be stunned if they wanted to move Lyon. Lyon was brought here to be the stable veteran guy. So they're not going to move him.
No goalie almost ever has any trade value.
And Georgiev is not an NHL goalie. I don't care how many NHL games he's played. He's not getting near my net unless everyone else is vomiting.
We had conversations a summer ago about Hellebuck. But the Sabres had Levi. Would you trade whatever it would cost right. for Connor Hellebuck, the best goalie in the league? No. I think no. You could have said yes. I think no. I mean, no. I'm not trading for goalies.
If he realistically were ever available, I would have traded a ton of stuff for him.
Well, okay. Maybe he wasn't.
But I don't think he was getting
there it. Was a moment where yeah, sure. maybe he didn't want to be there.
Yeah, he didn't get – yeah, he did not sign right away.
I John mean, Gibson.
Took a pro. Yeah, that finally happened.
Finally happened. How's it going?
They're in first place.
Pretty good. But it's still October. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. Who's trading for any of our guys, I think? No offense to the caller. Like, just I don't think goalie. When do goalie trades happen? You get one or two in the summer?
Sure. Gibson got traded over the summer from Anaheim to Detroit. Like, but that happened.
I mean, otherwise it's like backups.
Right.
And you don't get goalie trades at the deadline.
No, not usually big names. No.
Right. Backups just
but occasionally guys get yeah. So Luukkonen either plays great or he's resigned to being a backup here.
He's waived. Potentially.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, possibly.
If your other guys are good, he's waived. Because you decide you don't need him anymore.
Right.
Yeah. It's a tough one, Adam. Thanks for
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling. Here's Trevor next. Hi, Trevor.
Hi. I agree with pretty much most of what everyone's saying, except for this like narrative that UPL makes so much money that it like has to work with this guy. Like, we spend 6% of the cap on our two goalies. Like, if he doesn't work, throw him in the minors. Who cares?
I know, but it's don't forget it's Sabres money.
This guy in the net. If he stinks, he stinks.
But it's Sabres money.
Well, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I don't disagree with you in the long run. When I'm talking about this resolving itself by Thanksgiving, an option that's on the table is to waive him. If he can't play anymore and Ellis and or Lyon are both better, or Levi is the player of the month in November in the AHL or something, I would act. But for right now, they're going to try to get the best guy they have. I think the most talented guy they have. I think UPL is a more talented goaltender than Alex Lyon is. I think his that doesn't mean Lyon isn't playing better than UPL and won't continue to outplay him. But they are going to try. Lyon is more accomplished?
What does that mean?
He's a
UPL accomplished.
Well, he had a good season. Lyon has never been even a full-time goalie ever.
Right. He's been a career backup, basically.
To make the playoffs.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and a lot of backups have played games and helped their teams make the playoffs.
UPL's never helped this team make the playoffs.
Well, we're pretty well aware of that.
He can't beat you on that one.
He was 6 years old the last time they made the playoffs. So, yeah, that's right.
All right. Thanks, Trevor. Love the energy. Quickly, or not, a new name is on the Bills injury report. So, you haven't seen it?
No.
Who would be the number one name to not want to hear is on the injury report?
Josh Allen.
Who is second?
James Cook.
Okay, it's not James Cook.
Joey Bosa.
Third. Bosa's already on the injury report because he's limited because he's tired.
Deion Dawkins.
Good. No. Did I ask this sounding like I meant this was the second most important Bills player?
Yeah, kind of.
All right, sorry.
Yeah.
It's debatable.
All right.
Prater.
Oh.
Right calf.
Oh, no.
He's 41, right?
That's the kicking leg.
That is so the kicking leg. What's plan B?
That must have happened during practice because I think we would have heard about that this morning or early this afternoon when McDermott was speaking.
By the way, also Shaq Thompson, hamstring. He's in the top 20.
He was going to have a vet rest day anyway. Like, he was only going to do the work, like the individual work.
But it says hamstring.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that. I think that we expected him to be limited going into today. But I didn't know about a hamstring.
What's plan B? Waivers? Gotta be.
I don't know. Can't
be Bass. He, can it?
Where is he now? Is he on?
He's still on IR.
And he's not.
There's been no mention of putting him in that window that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can just do it. Hairston happened fast.
Right.
Hairston was like, oh, was it Wednesday last week? Whenever it was. Oh, okay. He's
going to
on his way back. Then he was on the field.
Yeah.
So maybe Bass.
He's eligible to come. He's been on IR for more than 4 weeks, right?
The whole season.
Okay. They put him on right at the beginning of the season. I didn't remember that. Okay.
Prater kicked against the Ravens. He beat the Ravens.
That's right. I just thought they were holding back on putting him in IR for a little while. But anyway, he's through 4 weeks. Fine.
If he's healthy, it's Bass.
Right. If he's not, then they got to find another guy.
If it's not, then it's, get to know Jake Moody or somebody else. I don't know. Like, it's going to be someone else. Or it's Prater. Limited. What is even limited when you're a kicker? How much is there to do? You don't make all the kicks? Limited? Not good.
No. Somebody, they'll find somebody else to kick.
They will find somebody else to kick. And just like in the Ravens game, they'll be the new hero.
Sure.
It'll be...
Yeah,
I don't even know. Moody was with the Bears.
I'm just going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you right now. Going all the way back to the beginning of this part of the conference, you did a terrible job there.
I agree.
You scared a lot of people, including me.
That Cook was
that was really going to shake us up.
I know, but I did it in a way that gets you a raise when you're in this job. That people love the work, loves it when you drag it out.
Let's take it to the break already. I'm done.
Give them some suspense. Don't give away the whole store right up front. Make them earn it. Make them work for it. Time spent listening, Bulldog. I can't believe you don't know this. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. We got our two calls in. Thanks for listening. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.